Jeff Hoppe, go ahead and get the meeting started. First item on the agenda is the approval of minutes from last meeting.
I'm going to go through one.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Next up on the agenda is old business, and we've got Laura, the project update.
Okay, we're going to start off a few pages in. Let's go to page 3 for our Vandenberg County project. We have the Maryland Street Bridge over Pigeon Creek. The bid opening was canceled due to utility issues. They hope to revise the bid package and send it out for bids again in July. For Town of Newburgh, we have the Newburgh Rivertown Trail. Right-of-way engineering is being finalized with property appraisals expected this month. On to page 4, for Warrick County, we have Bridge 371, Old Highway 66 over Little Pigeon Creek. Construction is now 60% complete. For NDOT projects, we have the U.S. Highway 41 improvements from Boonville and Hermie Road to State Road 168. This project is under construction, and the contract completion date is currently set for July of next year. On to page 5 for the City of Henderson, we have their Greenville Roads project from Osage Drive to Woods Point Drive. City Commission has approved the contract award to Blankenberger Brothers of Cynthiana, Indiana for $1,365,700. Waiting for a notice to proceed from KYTC. For KYTC projects, we have Kentucky 351 Zion Road. According to KYTC, the letting for construction has been pushed back to December of this year. With all the information that I have. Any questions about those or comments or questions about any of the others?
Thanks, Laura. Next up on the agenda, we've got Erin with the Transportation Alternatives Program Calls and Prospects.
We just wanted to update everybody where we are on the call for projects. We sent the call out last Friday, May 30th. We posted the application and the guidance document on our website. And applications are due to our office on June 27th for our Transportation Alternatives Program Fund. So all the information is on our website. If you guys have any questions, you can contact us at an office.
Questions for Erin? Next up, we've got new business from Laura with the Henderson UPL-UNL project update.
Okay, the NCOs received a request from Henderson County for some changes to the KYTC unfunded needs list. Basically, we have been asked to add the following projects. Reconstruct and widen Kentucky 1078 from Ottoman Parkway to 2247. Reconstruct and widen Kentucky 1539 from Kinsey Lane to the curve at Zion LaRue Road. And adding a new alignment that connects Kentucky 1539 near LaRue Road, Zion LaRue Road intersection. To Watson Lane at US 60. Those are adding the projects to the list. We've been asked to deactivate some projects, which basically keeps it in the database, but it won't show up on the prioritization list every other year. These projects are safety improvements for US 41 at Breathitt Parkway, northbound ramp at Breathitt Parkway, and the northbound off ramp at Kentucky 351, and the northbound on ramp again at Breathitt Parkway. Another project to deactivate is reconstruct the intersection of Kentucky 812 and Garden Mile Road. They are also asking to deactivate the new sidewalk project on U.S. Highway 41 from U.S. 60 overpass to the entrance of Audubon State Park. They are asking to amend the following projects already on the list. That is Kentucky 136, Sand Lane, Madison Street, which is a major widening project, and they are asking to include sidewalks on that project. And KYTC District 2 staff does concur with these changes. Are there any questions or comments?
Are there any questions? Is there a motion for approval? Got a motion. Is there a second? A second. All those in favor of the motion, say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Next up under new business, we got Rob with Henderson Area Rack Transit Agreement and MS Agreement.
Attached for your approval is an agreement between the MDO and PARC. It identifies planning and administrative activities that we will perform in fiscal year 2015 and stands for compensation by PARC to the MDO. And this is an annual agreement that we have with them to do certain activities, like if that's planning and administrative activities.
Your motion for approval of the HART agreement. Motion, is there a second?
Second.
A motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
Also attached for your approval of an agreement between the MPO and MET. It identifies planning and administrative activities that the MPO will perform in fiscal year 2015, change compensation for MET. Can I ask your approval?
I'll move to
that. A motion for approval, is there a second? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No opposed, so motion carries. Okay, next on the agenda is tip limits, and that's the second.
We have two tip limits, both of which are an NDOT project in Warren County, and it really is one project that's existing. It's the project that you on the bypass of Boonville. They're putting that project into two phases. The first addendum 0500194, this is the original DUS number for the project. New road construction, 62 Boonville Marley Road, revised schedule of funding, looks at the phase project again, and pushing the project a little bit, removing fiscal 14 project phases. Preliminary engineering $50,000 in fiscal 15 and 15, 2016 right away as well. $2 million you see there in 2015 construction, $3 million. And this is an STP project, which is 80% federal STP and 20% state match. And then the second phase of the project, representing the lion's share of the construction, phase two project. You do see several associated DES numbers there. PD cost $50,000 for fiscal 15, $50,000 for right-of-way 16, and $14 million for construction in 16. Also 80% federal STP cost and 20% state match.
Is there a motion for approval of this amendment?
Also, I remember to bring goodies.
Administrative modifications.
Yep, we don't need a motion on these, and there is a spoke to them, so many that I realized that I forgot to put the first several on the agenda. So you'll see a list here of kind of all of them that we have here, and I'll try to be relatively brief with these. Blizzard Avenue, Phase 3, Road Widening Project, Bells and Wind Road, revised construction schedule, construction increase from $5.4 million to roughly $6 million, and construction costs split between fiscal 16 and the last year of construction, between an SDP project as well as local match 8020. The second, State Road 66 Way Expressway, this is a pedestrian bridge near Van Avenue, revised construction in fiscal 15, construction costs $2.6 million in UC there, 80% CMAQ fund and a 20% match that is both state and local funding. Covert Avenue, road diet conversion to three-lane design and sidewalk improvements from US 41 to I-154, revised TD schedule from fiscal 14 to fiscal 15, $260,000 cost, that is an STP funded project as well. Weinbach Avenue, another road diet project, from three-lane and sidewalk improvements, State Road 66, Lloyd Expressway to Pollock Avenue, revised TD schedule from 14 to 15 as well, TD cost $72,000. Second Street intersection of safety improvements at Washington Avenue and Jefferson Avenue and Harris Street, revised TD schedule from fiscal 15 to 14 to 15 as well, TD cost $300,000, which is also a SCP 8020 federal local match. Now we get to the rest of them that are actually on the agenda. Signal modernization at Fulton, Ohio, revised schedule for select construction letting in 2015. Signal modernization at various locations north of the downtown area bounded by Main, Columbia, Franklin, and Garden Street. Also revised construction for letting in 2015. City of Henderson, Green River Road, revised funding, ship balances in right-of-way and utility funding to construction funding, and then reflect that increased value in construction funding in fiscal 14, roughly $1.4 million on the construction side. Weinbach Avenue Road Diet, revised PE estimate in fiscal 15, as we spoke about earlier. That PE estimate now is $520,000 of FTP project. And then I will briefly kind of just speak to the overall program, and you can review it if you like. On we have a large revision to kind of the NDOT program, reflecting small adjustments to schedules and funding for PE and right-of-way phases for many of their projects that you see both in Vandenberg and Warren counties. That's going across here. We see they're primarily maintenance and bridge projects. I-64, State Road 62, several times there, State Road 68, 61, I-164, 41, 41, I-164, and I-164, and I will not bore you to tears with all the details if you don't care for it. We have questions about that. Don't need a motion on those, we'll be just for your information. And one additional thing that I will add, kind of at the last moment, I really wanted to bring you in, is to see Beth brought her information for the upcoming transportation plan in Kentucky, and we have just gotten underway with the bicycle and pedestrian update plan here in the city of Evansville, and we have a website that's available for that right now, and we're asking for public input. We've already gotten a lot of input on that website. There's a survey there and a interactive map that we hope to be live next week. I have some more of these flyers at the website if you want to note it down, evansvillebikepedsplan.com, or if you want to grab one of the flyers, we have several of our ones for you as well. So you can either go there on your own or ask for a flyer and we'll put you on. And there will be more to come on that.
Next up on the agenda, we've got public comments. Comments,
Marnie? Since I'm not technically a public, but I might as well put on the agenda. We did just want to remind everybody about our long-range plan revision that's underway. We have a draft on the website now, and they're taking comments until the 23rd of this month. So we do have a poster for you guys to display that will help you all get some comments in. So all the information should be on the little card there as far as when, where, and all that kind of thing if you want to just visit the website.
And you can make the comment in that office also.
Yes. Oh, you don't? Okay. Okay.
Excellent. So the other business, we have a lot of comments today. Seeing none, it's what you do.